Chapter 14, Devotional 3, God Created Contracts, Covenants, and Faithfulness. In Genesis 6, verses 17 and 18, and verse 22, we learn, "Behold, I, even I, am bringing the flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh, in which is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is on the earth shall perish, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall enter the ark, you and your sons and your wife and your sons' wives with you." Thus Noah did, according to all that God had commanded him. So he did. Whenever I speak to business and ministry groups about God and work and the Bible and work, I point out that God created contracts. The Bible has a lot to say about contracts or covenants. In this verse, we see God making a covenant or a contract with Noah. Bible Gateway lists 5,467 examples of God's vows, pledges, and promises and covenants with man. Careful study of Scripture shows that God always honors his covenants. In sharp contrast, man often breaks, disregards, cancels, or changes his contracts to suit his circumstances or personal interest. As a child of God, it's critical that we come to understand covenants from God's point of view. We must always remember to, 1, be still before God and seek His will in the Word and in prayer about agreements and relationships. 2, seek godly counsel, advice, and confirmation before we enter into a contract. 3, weigh the cost and be prepared to pay the price even if circumstances change. 4, honor the contract. Keeping your word to others is to honor God and His word. 5, let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. 6. Be obedient with the understanding that disobedience will block God's blessings and favor. 7. Follow through no matter what. 8. Expect God to reward your faithfulness and restore you even when others have lied, cheated, or taken advantage of you. Child of God, I encourage you to ask God to show you any area in your life where you have broken a promise, failed to honor a vow or pledge, and did not live up to the terms of a contract. Repent and ask for forgiveness. Remember to pray and seek God's will before you enter into contracts. When you do, follow the example of Noah. Do all that you are directed to do. God expects nothing less. Lord, thank you for honoring every vow and promise you made in your word. I am encouraged by your faithfulness. Jesus, you are obedient and faithful to the cross. Teach me to walk in honor, integrity, and faithfulness. Through the blood of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.